uterus. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a date to keep. He can't hang around.
Welcome to Our House. You are listening to Home Improvements, Fixin' Facts with Carol Holloway. Happy fall, happy autumn, whatever you call it. Today is the first day. Aren't you all dying to run out and get your pumpkin latte, spice cake, coffee? So it is the first day of fall today, and it is also National Voters Registration Day. So for my little political plug, there is so much changing in the world as we speak. Please, please, please get out and vote. Please, please, please. You're going to hear me say this from now until November. Please get out and vote. So important. The lines are open today at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. And if you are in the insurance industry, I would love for you to call in and share your comments. We are talking, even though this is Home Improvement, Fix and Facts, I always like to do some back-end stuff to help our listeners to understand what's going on with their home. And today we're going to be talking about homeowners insurance and life insurance, because guess what? It's National Life Insurance Month! but you have spent so much time on your home. You've been fixing it. You've been making it your dream home. Maybe it's a temporary home before you move to the next home. And I realize that a lot of people are underinsured or don't have exactly the proper coverage that they need for their home. And in doing that, I also had the opportunity, and we'll talk later on in the show about life insurance. I also talked to somebody about life insurance, and that people don't always necessarily have enough coverage to protect their investment and their home for their loved ones. So I'd like to talk about that in the second half of the show. Again, because it is National Life Insurance Awareness Month. You have spent so much time in your home. Maybe you're in the process of buying a new home. You know that homeowners insurance is required for your home in order to get your loan. If you don't have homeowners insurance, and God forbid something should go wrong, you could lose everything that you have invested. So we're going to get into some of the details of the home insurance, and we're not going to get into different companies so much. I personally use an insurance broker. Some people say they're great. Some people say they're not. I happen to find my insurance broker excellent, because every year he reviews my policy, looks at what's out there, and comes back with me and says, stay where you are. This is a better company. It's time to up your insurance. Are you doing this? That's why I like him. He keeps me in track. But you can do your own homework, and you can find your own homeowners insurance. And a lot of people don't quite understand the specifics of homeowners insurance. And if you've ever felt a little bit confused by the terms of it, actually, and homeowners policies themselves are confusing, you're not alone. A lot of people feel that way. What we all have in common is that we need some kind of insurance, but we don't exactly understand all of the insurances that are out there. In the same way that your insurance covers you, if you have a car accident, homeowners insurance policy will cover you from everything like fires, storms, vandalism, trees falling on your house, and other damages that could occur. So basically, if something ever happens and it leaves your home in need of serious repairs or rebuilding, a homeowner's insurance policy will usually cover you. Usually. And I say that usually because it depends on the type of coverages you have. Examples of some of the things that would be in your homeowner's insurance are, of course, your home and yard repairs. Not the repairs that you want to make just to make it look beautiful. This is repairs caused by damage. Personal belongings, repairs or replacements, the coverage of personal liability should anybody get hurt, medical bills, temporary living arrangements. And I think people forget sometimes that your homeowner's insurance does more than what you think it does. And I didn't realize that. Like if your water heater bursts and causes flooding in your basement or wherever you have your water heater, it's covered. And sometimes people don't think to call their homeowner's insurance to get that covered. So you've spent all this time in your home. When's the last time you actually evaluated your homeowner's insurance? Have you put an addition on your house? Did you put a second floor on your house? Have you put new decks and patios? Have you bought all new furniture? Is there a new baby in the house? You've added new furniture there. These are all things that can change the specifics of your homeowner's insurance. So if you want to give me a call, 888-329-3306 is the best number. You can always send me questions at Home Improvements Fix and Facts through Instagram or Facebook. Just look me up, Home Improvement Fix and Facts. You can message me or you can private message me. And if you ever send me a question and I don't have the answer, make sure you include a response address, whether it's a phone number or an email. I will always do the research for you and help you get that answer. So what are some of the types of coverage in your homeowner's insurance? And some of you probably know this already. Some people have specialists, you know, they're wealthy enough to have specialists that handle all this for them. And some people more in the middle class don't always think to look at things like that. So it's really important. Your home insurance covers you for accidental, criminal, or natural damages to your home itself, covering the cost of repairs or rebuilding. A typical, now this is just to kind of give you an idea, and again, it depends on where you live, what part of the country, what part of the tri-state area, et cetera, et cetera. A typical 200 square foot home will need about $350,000 of home coverage, dwelling coverage, as part of a very strong insurance plan. These are things that you really want to look at. Insurance can be all over the place. I find that homeowners insurance and even renters insurance is not expensive for a year compared to some of the other insurances that could be out there. If you have other structures on your property, along with your main house, your main dwelling, many homeowners plans will also provide funds to cover repairs, rebuilding of adjoining structures like fences, yard areas, garages, sheds, things like that. This is usually valued at about 10% of what your home coverage is. So about $35,000 for a standard family home to cover the exterior fences, garages, sheds, things like that. If you have personal property, and we're going to get into this a little bit too, a good homeowner's insurance policy will usually include coverage for your valuables and all your worldly possessions that are in your home, including your appliances, your electronics, and if they get damaged and need to be replaced or repaired. They calculate this type of coverage for a standard home that should be, they say the coverage to cover all the stuff in your home, your furniture, your electronics, and all of that stuff should be about $175,000. So you can see this is adding up. $350,000, $175,000, $35,000. So you're already looking at a life insurance policy that's getting near $500,000. But think about it. If you were to lose everything, God forbid, I don't like to put that out there, but if you were to lose everything, what would it take to get it all back? And we don't think about that. We don't think about, well, I bought this TV this year. I bought this TV. I have a TV in every room. I just bought all these new appliances, just renovated the kitchen. I have four bedrooms. I have furniture in every room. All the clothes in my closet, all of the shoes that we have in our closets, just all the stuff, it adds up. And if you had to replace that, could you do it? Would your insurance cover you? Would you have enough? The other thing that is really important in your personal property is there's something called replacement value versus just having them give you a general, you know, replacement value. the actual cost of what it would cost to replace that item versus them just giving you a broken down scale of, well, you had a TV, but it was 10 years old, so this is what it's worth today. So you want today's market price to be able to replace your items in your home. And that's why you need to look at your insurance policy. Another thing that you want to look at is additional living expenses. They call that ALE, A-L-E. They are optional parts. It's optional on many homeowners insurance plans, just like additional coverage. If you have an exquisite jewelry collection, or you have priceless guitars, or you have a music room, usually there's additional coverages. You have an antique camera collection or antique furniture. Sometimes those things require that you have additional addendums to your coverage. But ALE, ALE, additional living expenses, are optional. And it'll cover you, God forbid, something happens to your house and you can't live there. And maybe it has to be rebuilt. Maybe the whole second floor went down, a tree fell on your property. You can't live in your home. It's not stable till it gets checked. So you want to do coverage of about $75,000 to cover you if you live outside, if you're forced to live somewhere else. Maybe you have to rent a house or an apartment, or you're living in a hotel or something like that. You need to have coverage to protect you. And I bring this up because we are home improvement fix and facts, but what good are home improvement fixes if you don't have a house over your head, or you don't have insurance to make those corrections to your house or those improvements, God forbid? We are in hurricane season. If a tree falls down, you want to be covered. If your neighbor's tree falls down, you're going to love this one. A lot of people don't know this. If your neighbor's tree falls down on your house and crushes your house or crushes a part of your house, your neighbor's not responsible. You are responsible for that tree. Now, you can warn your neighbor. You can say to your neighbor, that tree is dead. Could you take it down? Could you trim it? I would put it in writing. You don't want to have bad neighbors. You do want to have good neighbors, but sometimes it's not always possible. But if you see that your neighbor's tree is in ill repair and is having issues, you can formally let them know in writing that there is an issue, because that could help you in an insurance case. Just saying that it's out there, so I want you to know that. But you're responsible if that tree falls on your home. And what are you going to do if you don't have enough coverage? What if you don't have trees near your home? My house, my last house, had no trees. No trees on the property. None. But everybody around me, Dan's over there pointing to himself saying, same. But everybody around me had trees that could fall on my home. Every fall, I raked up tons and tons of leaves. I had no trees. I raked up leaves. It's amazing. So that is really important. And the other thing, that there's two other areas of insurance in your home insurance policy that you want to make sure that you have. Liability insurance. What is liability insurance? If someone gets injured on your property, they may hold you liable. The homeowner's insurance policy will cover any necessary medical and legal costs involved in this process. Most will offer a minimum of $100,000 in liability coverage, but it's recommended that you carry about $300,000. That's what they recommend. And never, ever, ever, if somebody gets injured at your house, never tell them that you have a policy to cover it and how much it is, because they'll go after everything. I can tell you a little story, and this is important too, with your liability insurance, where I had somebody that was at my house, and they were carrying stuff down the steps, and we had a hand railing. They weren't using it. They fell down the steps. They fractured I forget which bone it was, their femur or something like that in their leg. Lived on my couch for like 2 weeks, kept insisting, go to the doctor. And thank God I had home insurance. They sued me. So people can, and I didn't really know this person very well. I was doing them a favor because of somebody who was very special to me. And it is amazing what people will do when ding, 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 dollar signs are up, you know, oh, look, you know. And even though they had medical insurance, you know, I have to tell you though, the insurance company did pay out a whole lot more than what that claim was worth. And I dropped them after that and went somewhere else because I was like, you are not fighting this. And the insurance company actually said to me, it's easier for us to just pay it out than fight the claim. I was shocked. I mean, if there's anybody out there that sells insurance that's listening, I would love to hear from you. Please give me a call at 888-329-3306. I would love to know what's going on, why they do that. I really want to understand why they do that when, you know, they're doling out money. It's easier for them. Well, then you turn around and raise the premiums, you know? So is that really fair? By the way, while you're listening, if you're listening in your car, yay. But if you happen to be on your drive in and next week you're not, you can listen to Home Improvement Fix and Facts right on www.wwdbam.com. That's a lot of W's in there. Thank you. Another type of insurance you also want to make sure that you have is medical payment insurance, which will reimburse any medical costs for visitors, as I just said, that are injured in your home. The upper limit for this type of coverage is about $5,000. And I was lucky enough to have an addendum on my insurance in my old home that had $1,000 coverage. So the minute she fell and I reported it to the insurance company, they immediately sent her $1,000. Well, I was like, wow, that's really nice. But it was coverage that I had just in case she had any expenses at that time. So you never know what people will do. You never know how they will react in your house if there is some type of issue, a fall down, a fall. They trip on your sidewalk. They can sue you. People, you want to believe that there's nice people in the world. I truly want to believe that with all my heart. But in today's world of so much division, I find that people, even road rage is nastier than I've ever seen it. So you don't know what you're going to find out there. So make sure that you pull out your homeowner's insurance policy and take a look at it and understand what's going on. So home insurance policies range from HO, homeowners, 1, all the way up to HO 5. That's the way they rate them. So there's an HO 1 or an AHO 1. Yeah, I got that right, which is very simple, usually the most affordable option when it comes to home insurance for your home, covering you for 10 perils in total, including fire, lightning. Here they go. Fire, lightning, explosions, riots, vehicles, theft, and vandalism. Floods and earthquakes are not included. And we do live in an earthquake zone, believe it or not. And flood insurance is not covered. So if you've never had an issue in your house, and we've talked about what to do to keep your basement, you know, safe and water free. But if you've never had a flood in your basement and all of a sudden you have a flood, it's not going to be covered unless you have special flood insurance on your home. So if you are in a flood zone, for any reason at all, it might be worth paying the extra coverage on your policy. And I don't even know if there's earthquake insurance. I don't even know if you can pay extra for that. The next type of policy is an HO2 or an AHO2. So you might want to pull your policy out. I might be telling you something that you don't know. You might be pulling your policy out and say, oh, but I have a HO3. What is that? So an HO2 is still a policy that is reasonable, it's affordable, it's a little bit more comprehensive than the HO1, and it covers 16 perils, okay? So besides the ones that I just mentioned, it also includes falling objects and ice. And again, floods and earthquakes are not included in this policy. So ice is important because if you have an ice jam on in your gutters and it builds up and it causes problems with the roof and then you have a roof leak, that is covered under your homeowner's insurance policy. And some people don't realize that sometimes a leak in the roof, they're like, oh, I need a new roof, I got to get this fixed. And they go and spend the money and forget. People forget that homeowners policies do cover a lot of things that happen around your home. So maybe it's time to, you know, if you're still sitting in the house and you're not back to work yet, the fall is here. Maybe it's time to pull your policy out and review it. Either review it yourself with your spouse or call your agent and say, hey, I haven't looked at my homeowner's policy in 10 years. If you haven't looked at your homeowner's policy in 10 years and you just keep paying that bill every month, it's time to take a look at your policy and see what's going on with that. And make sure that the value of your home has gone up in your area. Make sure the value of your life insurance has increased accordingly. And another thing that you, and this is something that I know, and I'm going to read the other two types of insurance in a minute, but you want to make sure that you have mold and mildew remediation in your policy as well. Some insurance policies will include it. They just started including it. I think it's been in the last 20 years that they'll have a separate addendum in there for that, but that's really important. If you should take on water, your house gets mold. So the next type of policy, HO3, I hope you all run and look at your policies and see what your number is. HO3 and an AHO3 policy is really the most common type of insurance policy that's out there for individuals. It includes your home, your dwelling, as they say, your home, as well as coverage for the other structures, your personal possessions, your liability, your AL, additional living expenses, and medical costs. That's what most people usually have. To me, it's worth it to spend the extra money instead of getting a basic HO1 or HO2. It's not that much more to upgrade your policy because God forbid something should happen. And I'm telling you, Mother Nature's not been friendly. She has not been good this year. I mean, we go through earthquakes and fires and tornadoes and hurricanes all the time, but they're so much more rampant and it's happening so much more often that the chances of something affecting your home are pretty darn good compared to where they used to be. So I believe in science. I believe that there is climate change going on. And we as humans contribute to that. So you could be seeing some more things happen in your way. We get really strong winds where I live and tree could come down at any time. So you just never know. Then you have an HO5 policy. Much of that is the same as the HO3 in terms of the type of coverage, but it has some extra perks to it. You're over there laughing at me, Dan. Why are you laughing?
Because this is starting to sound like an old Three Stooges routine. HO5, HO3, HO, hickey high, HO.
Yeah. But it is. But you know what? If we can make fun out of it to make people listen, that's cool too.
So on next week's show, we're going to talk about how to build that home bar in your basement just in case you have to look through your insurance policy.
Exactly. Hey, I'm trying to build one in my house.
I may make a stop on the way home.
Well, let me tell you, you never know. I mean, do you even have a little shelter in your house just in case you get that tornado warning in your area? My husband and I actually got that warning where all the TVs, everything was going off. Warning, hurricane coming. Find the lowest ground to live in. Get there. And we were like, oh my God, grab the keys, grab the aspirin, grab the first aid kit. But we weren't really prepared. Grab a bottle. I didn't even think about putting that down there. Holy smokes. But that, you know, that's another thing that people should think about too in your home, of your home improvements. Do you have a shelter area in your home? Do you have a safe spot with concrete walls, cinder block walls around you that you have stashed that you visit, you know, maybe every 6 months, maybe once a year, refresh the flashlight batteries, make sure the jar of peanut butter's there and bottled water, blankets, Band-Aids, aspirin, you know, the things that you need, extra pair of glasses. People don't think about this. This is Emergency Preparedness Month as well. It's a month of all kinds of things. So I actually have it here, National Prepared Emergency Month. I was going to say that at the end, but along with home insurance, do you have that special place in your house if there should be, you know, floods, fires, catastrophe, bombs, whatever, who knows? I don't know. But do you have a special place in your home that is prepared just to be able to run to in a hurry?
In my part of New Jersey, no, because it's all pretty much typical residential neighborhood. I mean, the basement, yes. Is it totally enclosed like how you were describing? No. Is it kind of like how you see out Midwest of the hurricane shelter, tornado shelters? No.
Yeah. It's amazing how many people, and I said that to my husband too. We were talking about all the storms and everything, and I'm getting a little bit off topic here, but we were talking about all the storms and everything that were going on, and we were like we were talking about the fires in California and Oregon and Washington, and we were like, oh my God, if we had to leave in an instance, we don't have the box ready, you know, with the important papers all in one place. With the prescriptions, with a pair of eyeglasses, with the life insurance policy or a copy of it. We don't have any of that. And we were like, oh my God, if we had to get out in a hurry, what would we grab? The dog. That's it. You know, so people are not prepared. And I get it. We have this invincible attitude in our life, like, that's not going to happen to me. But a lot of people thought COVID wouldn't happen to them either. And now we're at 200,000 people. So let me get off that topic. Anyway, your HO5 policy has extra perks in terms of how the actual payouts work. And stronger coverage for personal property. For example, an HO5 policy will get you replacement cost coverage for your personal possessions, where an HO3 only offers cash value. Now, you heard me talk about that before, personal replacement cost. And that's what you want on your policy. If you have to go out and replace your 10-year-old TV, you want replacement cost at today's prices. Now, a TV is probably a bad example because TVs are getting so low in price. But even appliances, if you had to replace your appliances that might be 20 years old in your home, you want replacement cost coverage that will give you new items that you can afford to get, because they do it on what the value of those items are today, not where the cash value. You have a 20-year-old stove and it's only worth $200. You can't buy a new stove or oven for $200. So again, it's a little bit of money, but it's worth every single penny to have replacement cost coverage in your policy. So I hope we're doing you a service by asking you to check your homeowner's insurance policy so you can save the home that you have spent so much time fixing and putting together and making your dream home. So what exactly does homeowner's insurance cover? I mean, we're talking about all these different things. Policies vary, as you heard me say. There's basic plans, they all have one thing in common. For starters, every policy covers your home or your dwelling, whatever that is, you know, depending on what you live in. And it actually refers to the document in case of damage or deconstruction. So that actual policy is there and will tell you. It also can cover the other structures on your property that aren't attached to your house. Sheds, driveways, fences, tree houses, even a tree house. So these are important. The types of insurance, again, I told you about your valuables, like your appliances, your laptops, your phones, your bikes, your jewelry, and more. You don't think you have, you know, you might have an amazing jewelry collection. You might have an amazing antique collection. When you're leaving your house in a hurry, you're not taking those things with you. You're getting out fast. So you want to make sure that these things are covered. You just put a whole new addition on your home and boom, down comes the neighbor's tree on your house. Did you up your insurance to be able to cover the addition that you just built? So we go through life every day. We have our policies. We think, okay, we're good. We're protected. But it's time that you recheck your policy. Your policy should also have what they call loss of use. There should be a loss of use section in there. And this covers, like I said, if you have to move out of your home temporarily while it's getting repaired. And the insurance company will cover all the cost of your living expenses and relocation and things like that. And again, one more final thing, just double check your liability and your medical. I gave you an idea of how much coverage you need. Your insurance agent, the insurance company can help you figure this out. I err on the side of having more coverage than less. If it was up to me, which it is up to you, I would go with something that's a little bit better instead of underscaling what you think you need on your home. One of the first way to assess what you need is consider where you live. If you live in an area that, like I said, that's high risk of floods and earthquakes, naturally you want to invest in a policy that has addendums for that type of disaster. If you live in a high crime area, you will probably want to get the best possible protection for your personal items. Let me give you another example. I love to give examples. My husband had his tools on the back of his truck. The truck was parked in our driveway. He was getting ready for a job the next day, so he loaded up. This is at our old house. Somebody stole the tools. All of them. His whole life's work was in the back of that truck. Guess who didn't cover it? The auto insurance did not cover it. The homeowner's insurance did. So think about that. Your car is parked in your driveway. Somebody breaks into your car and steals your laptop that was in the back seat and whatever else might happen to be in there. Maybe you left your headphones. Maybe you left your cell phone. Check with both companies and see who will cover you and help you, because we don't know these things until it happens to us and unless somebody puts us in on the right foot. Also, think about the value and the nature of your home, considering how much it will cost to entirely rebuild your home based on the local averages, the structure of your home, the layout, the details of the property. If you have a more elaborate custom home, it usually requires higher coverage. So you need to think about what it would cost to replace or rebuild or repair those things. You can work out the estimate rebuilding cost on your property by simply doing square footage and multiply it by the local cost of repairs by square foot. That's a simple formula. A lot of this information is online and will help you, and often your insurance agent will be able to help you through this to make sure that you're getting the maximum coverage that you need, but you're not paying for too much extra that you don't need. And once you have that, it's a lot easier to work out an insurance policy. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about homeowners insurance. I had a great opportunity to talk to somebody from USAA, Mr. Sean Scataro, and he brought me some very interesting facts about life insurance and pertaining to your home, too. So we'll be right back.
This is a public service announcement test from TakeMeFishing.org to determine if you need a fishing license and boat registration before heading out on the water. Let's begin. Are you a bear? Do you have a beak? Does your name rhyme with Auld Beagle? Do you dart in front of cars? Here's a tough one. Do you have plumage? Do you rub your body against things to mark them? Do you have webbed feet? No, I mean like a... Were you hatched? Do you have fur? I'm not talking back hair. Does your boat fly south for the winter with the other boats? Regardless of how you answer, you need to be licensed and registered, because it helps local conservation efforts protect the very natural resources you enjoy boating and fishing in for generations to come. Do your part at TakeMeFishing.org.
And we are back with Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway. While we're on commercials, let me just do a quick live read here. This is a commercial for a very good friend of mine who does the most amazing work. Paint of Heart Pets Portraits make a... I know, it's a lot to say. Paint of Heart Pets. Pet portraits make a thoughtful gift. A painted portrait of a well-loved pet for someone you love, a memorial to remind you of a pet that you have had in the past can make such an impact of your life. All portraits are painted from your photographs on wooden boards that can be hung on a wall or sit on a shelf. Visit paintofheartpets.com. That's capital P, capital H, capital P. paintofheartpets.com. Mention WWDB. That's where you heard it. And Angie will take good care of you. When I tell you she does the most amazing pet portraits, they're awesome. Worth a look. Please visit paintofheartpets.com. Okay, end of commercial. How much does insurance cost? Well, again, it depends. National average, you can have a, well, let me straighten myself out. I gave you an idea of some averages, but there's also deductibles involved. And that's something that's really important. Deductibles can be a very, very important part of your home insurance policy. So it's vitally important that you pay attention to the values. A deductible is basically the amount of money you need when you make a claim. Just like your car insurance. Is it $1,000? Is it $2,000? Is it $500? For example, if you have a $1,000 deductible and you make a claim for $10,000 worth of property damage, your insurance company will cover $900 and you pay the $1,000 out of your pocket. Deductibles can be measured in terms of, like I just said, set values, 500, 1,000, and may be calculated on a percentage of your home's value, like 1% or 2%. And you might be tempted to choose the lowest possible deduction. But if you're willing to go instead of 500 to 1,000, your premium could be lower. And if you bundle things together, like discounts, homeowners insurance, car insurance, things like that, then you'll also find that many insurances will bundle it together and give you a discount. If you have things like installed fire alarms, sprinklers, security systems, you're close to a fire hydrant, they things that make it less at risk for criminal damages, et cetera, et cetera. New home constructions are also eligible for discounts. So make sure that if you have a home security system, if you have fire alarms, if you have things like that, make sure your insurance company knows that you have these things in your house. With all of us doing the Ring service and the Blink and the security services, sometimes we forget. You might have just added a really awesome, cool security system to your house. Time to call your insurance company and let them know. Excuse me for a second while I sneeze. Bless me. Thank you for the thumbs up. Nothing like sneezing on air. It's just as bad as coughing, which I always get during the winter season. So if you've added things to your home, if you've added a surveillance system to your home or an alarm system to your home, some people add them later. That is a discount on your insurance policy. So make sure that you call your insurance company. Also, you put a new roof on your home. That's a discount on your insurance policy. So these are all things, plus loyalty. If you've been loyal, that's another thing that is really important that you could get covered. You know, if you stay with the same insurance company, I prefer to shop around a little bit. Things that are not covered before we get into the life insurance part of all of this. Intentional damage or neglect from the homeowner insurance property owner or the policy holder. Normal general wear and tear on your house, not covered. Nuclear disasters, not covered. So if you live near a nuclear plant, war or other government actions, not covered. I know I'm looking across the room. My tech guy over there has like jaw down. So think about all those people in Seattle and Oregon and all these other places that are having issues. Power outages, not covered. However, all the food in your refrigerator could be covered. But again, remember, think about your deductible. So it might not be worth to report things like that. Animal infestation, the raccoons come and take over, the mice take over, not covered. Mold and mildew. Not covered unless you have an addendum for mold and mildew. Damage caused by earthquake, damage caused by floods. Unless you have an addendum, not covered. There are separate plans available for floods. I did find out during the time that we were talking. Yes, there's one for earthquakes too. So you can still get protection for those things. But you might even be able to adjust or expand what you already have. But remember, you're paying for everything that you're doing. So time to take a minute and look at your insurance policy for your home. On Home Improvement Fix and Facts, we will still get into all those repairs and things that you can do. But In the meantime, let's talk about life insurance. And this I purposely interviewed with Sean because I thought with all that's going on in the world right now, and we don't have a guarantee for tomorrow. If your number's up, your number's up. You just, I hate to be so blunt, but it is, you know, when you're called, you know, away from this earth, depending on whether you're going up or down, that's my Catholic, it's my Catholic religion coming in. You could, if you leave this world, you would, why are you looking at me? Heaven or hell? Where are you going? What kind of life have you led? Anyway.
That's a show we can't put on air.
I know we can't. But you don't know. You don't know. This COVID has been taking people like crazy. And so I thought it was important to talk about life insurance and how that comes into play with your home and how much life insurance do you actually need to protect your loved ones. So I had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Scataro from USAA about life insurance and what we need to do. He holds life, health, and property and casualty licenses, and USAA is a company that provides insurance, banking, investments, retirement products, all that other stuff to 13 million current and former customers, including the U.S. military. And I want you to listen to this because at the end, I was so limited on my time, but I had enough time to ask him about the military, and military gets some discounts that you may not know you have. So take a listen to Mr. Sean Scataro, and then we'll come back and discuss.
Hi, Sean Scataro is joining us now. Thank you, Mr. Scataro, for joining us. I just want to make it clear to our listeners, you are a certified financial planner, practitioner, and a certified wealth strategist practitioner, and that means you are a fiduciary, correct?
That is correct. As a CFP, I follow a fiduciary standard.
Awesome. I just like our listeners to know that they're getting excellent advice right now. So my first question for you during the September Life Insurance Awareness Month is, there are some people that do not have life insurance or don't have enough life insurance. I know some people can't handle the monthly nut of being able to afford it, but what are some other reasons?
Yeah, the predominant reasons that we see are really twofold. First, complexity. A lot of folks don't understand what they're getting into or what they're purchasing with life insurance because they don't fully understand what it does. And at the root of what life insurance does, it basically keeps families intact. It keeps families or gives families a source of income when they need it the most. That way they can grieve, they can focus on transitioning in life without having to worry about resetting financially. Fortunately, bill payers or bill collectors, as much as they can care, the bill still comes. So your monthly financial needs, your obligations, are still going to be knocking on your door, and life insurance can help give a cash when you need it the most. So first thing is complexity, because there's so many different types of life insurance plans out there. It just prohibits people from having a clear understanding of what they're buying. And then the second piece, as you mentioned, cost is always a concern. When you don't see value in something or you don't understand the value of something, then why would you spend money on it? So hopefully we're getting the message out to help change some of those opinions or those misconceptions so that more people take action.
How do people determine how much insurance a person or family actually will need?
So there's a number of factors that can help determine how much life insurance you need. We tend to look at it in a really simple way, just looking at kind of a rule of thumb. A good starting point is to look at the amount of debt that you have and make certain you have enough life insurance to totally pay off that debt and replace your income for at least 5 years for your survivors. Now, something a little bit more comprehensive, we use an acronym, LIFE, L-I-F-E. And that is basically the exercise of taking out a pen and paper and writing down the total number of your liabilities, so your total debts, for L. I is your income replacement, so within at least 5 years or longer if you wish to. So F is for final expenses, and then E is for education or extra goals. So LIFE, when you work that out on a piece of paper, that's a more comprehensive lens at how much life insurance you need. And always there's life insurance specialists that can help go a little bit further detailed with you if you so choose.
Okay. So right now we're dealing with the impact of COVID on family finances and their ability to even get life insurance. So what would you recommend?
Well, the opportunity to get life insurance is fairly consistent. I haven't seen anything that's precluded anybody within the industry of getting it because of COVID, but certainly people are a little bit more in tune to their finances because of all the changes that COVID has forced upon us. So whether it's because of a job change or whether we're just more aware of our financial as well as our physical well-being, life insurance becomes mm-hmm. part of that conversation. So ultimately, if your job's been impacted and maybe you have life insurance through your employer, it stands to benefit you by going out and getting a private life insurance policy, something that isn't tied to your employer in case job changes again or in case your next employer may not offer life insurance. Because life
many
insurance
of them
really
don't.
Is a key part. What was that?
Many of them don't offer life insurance.
You're absolutely correct. So employer benefits vary from company to company, and a lot of people, unfortunately, don't get those benefits, or they're taking jobs that aren't full-time benefit provided. You know, we see a lot of people within the gig economy not having life insurance accessible to them through a group provider. So, you know, knowing that life insurance is part of a key function of your financial foundation, it really benefits you to make certain that it's a priority and that it's a necessary expense versus a discretionary one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, life insurance needs do change over time, and my husband and I found this out when we went to change our life insurance, and we were put into something that we couldn't afford. So we had to opt for lesser insurance. So what do we need to look at as it changes over time?
So now this is kind of the ideal state, looking at if you're in your, let's say, young 20s or early 30s and you're starting your family out, you probably have either a mortgage or some housing expenses, and you probably have, you know, the idea that your young family is going to grow up and ultimately go off to college. Well, the idea is that those are temporary expenses. Those are temporary things that you want to cover. Eventually, your mortgage is going to be paid off, and Lord willing, my kids are going to grow up and move out and be financially independent on their own. So ultimately, I have life insurance that covers those big, bolder expenses right now through term insurance because it's a temporary need, and term insurance is really the best vehicle for that. But I know my needs are going to change in the future. Things like health care in retirement, things like long-term care in retirement, are becoming more of a prevailing need for retirees. So there's a recent study that shows that retirees can expect to spend about $285,000 on health care expenses during their retirement years. Long-term care is not factored into that expense. And then lastly, we think about survivorship. I want to make certain that my wife in our retirement years has enough money to transition effectively, that if there's any type of changes to how much Social Security she's receiving or she would be receiving from my benefits, that she's not having to stair-step down or take a big concession in retirement income. So my life insurance needs to become a little bit more permanent as I approach retirement, and I think that's what people are starting to see more of. There are more constrained folks these days than there have been in the past. Expenses are definitely higher. And it's not always on things that we want to spend money on. So we need to make sure we've got enough resources to kind of refill the big bank.
Okay. Sean, I know I'm limited on time. I know you have another interview like any second, but two quick questions for you. Are there any special considerations for the military, and where can we get more information?
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. The military, we designed a special life insurance plan specifically for our military members. The military has a fantastic benefit through the service members group life insurance benefits. That's basically an employer-provided plan. But at the point of a military member's separation or retirement, that SGLI plan tends to stay with the military. There is a window where it can be converted over into a different type of plan through veterans group. But USA designed a plan that allows our military members to secure life insurance with us during the time that they're still in service, and it provides them a guarantee at replacing their life insurance without having to do any medical underwriting. So they're covered with as well, and when they separate or retire, they would replace their SGLI life insurance with USAA without having to reprove their health. And that's such a fantastic benefit because we know, you know, our brave soldiers don't always leave on their own conditions, sometimes it's a medical injury, or sometimes just by virtue of us growing older, our health changes. They have guaranteed insurability with that plan. The biggest benefit is free for our military members. It is already included in our term insurance policy, and they do not need to do anything different to add it. So it is a fantastic benefit. And for more information, tools, or resources, your listeners can go to usaa.com/lifeadvice. Or you can always give us a call at 1-800-531-USA.
Awesome. I would love to spend a whole half an hour with you, but I know that you have many people to talk to today. So I do thank you for the time that we've had this morning, Mr. Scottero. It's been enlightening and eye-opening. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Carol. Thank you.
And like I said, I wish I had more time to talk to Mr. Scottero because there were so many questions I had for him. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts, and we don't think of life insurance as part of our home improvements, but it is. God forbid something should happen to you tomorrow. Do you have life in place? L-I-F-E. Do you have liability to cover all your debt? Do you have income replacement? I. Do you have final expenses, your funeral expenses that can start with a minimum of $10,000? If you haven't done anything yet, and extra goals, if you have any extra goals in your life, it's really important that you take time. I find life insurance one of the most confusing things because there's so many different types of insurance. So I think what's important is that you sit down with your loved ones or yourself or whoever is responsible in your home and your house and look at your mortgage. Is it paid off? How much money do you need to pay that mortgage off? What can you do to ease the burden of your loved ones? And paying off the house would be a huge burden. Do you have money in there to cover any other liability? I know a lot of people right now are kind of living off their credit cards because that's how they don't have their jobs right now, or they don't have full-time jobs again. They still have bills to pay. They're not being able to collect any unemployment. There's not a lot of help out there for them. They're living off their credit cards. So do you have enough money to cover to pay the debt on your credit cards? Do you have the money to pay off your car if you have a car loan? If you have gap insurance, it might cover it. If you don't, you might want to check into how to pay the car off. Do you need both of the cars? Can you do with one? Your income replacement. So if you were to leave this world and you left it to your partner, your spouse, your children, whoever is living in that home, is there enough money coming in to be able to handle the expenses of that home? Like paying for homeowners insurance. Hello. Important things that you really want to look at in your life to be able to, it sounds sad, but these are things that they're adult decisions that we have to make every day. The younger you are, the less expensive insurance is. Females usually live longer, so they get lower rates. Yay, one thing females get. We don't get equal pay, but we live longer. These are all questions that you really want to be sure about and make sure that you know what's going to cover you in your life insurance. And here's something that's really important too with your life insurance. If you're a smoker or non-smoker, if you drink a lot, because that's a question that they ask you. If you're overweight, they ask you. And if you have risky hobbies like skydiving or something like that, they want to know about that too. That comes into play with your life insurance because you're more likely to die. Oh my goodness. So sad. Determine your needs. Just take the time, sit down, look at what you need, get quotes. Now, I usually say quotes from two or three companies. I highly suggest getting quotes from at least three to four companies and the different types of insurance, because there are so many different types of insurance out there. And as we get older and you start to get into your 60s and then 65 and then you get into 70, guess what? It's a lot harder to get life insurance. It's one of those things that can be more expensive, and you're like, I don't have that extra $150 a month or that extra $90 or whatever the policy is that you get. It makes a lot of decisions for people whether they have it or not, but somehow, some way, figure out how to get it in your life if you don't have it. You don't need life insurance to leave it to your adult children. They're adults. They can go out and get a job. The whole idea of life insurance is to make sure that you take care of a spouse or if there's young children at home. But a life insurance policy isn't to leave everybody off in this world better than they were before you were in it, because basically they don't care. I know it sounds cruel. No, people will miss you. life insurance chart, understanding how much you need. There's a lot of information on the internet, so make sure you look at that, because you start out, usually you start out with a term insurance policy, and then if you can become term insurance, permanent life insurance, there's so many things to consider: young children, no children, single parent, empty nester. All these different stages in your life can change things. If you're a retired senior citizen, that's a whole nother ball game too. So at this time, making a decision about your life insurance is really super important. It goes hand in hand with your homeowner's insurance. It goes hand in hand with the quality of life you want to live and the quality of life that you want to leave for your partner or your spouse or any children, small children that are living in your home. So I am recommending, as today is the first day of fall, you take some time to review your home insurance policy, your life insurance policy, and those things that are important to you. I think that it's worth it. It takes all of maybe an hour to pull your policies out and look at them. And when you're not sure, ask for experts. Get help. Don't be afraid to ask. There's a lot that you can do. So between your homeowners and your life insurance, there's one small thing I want to mention, and that's renter's insurance, and that's a policy for renters. If you have a renter living in your home or your apartment complex and you have homeowner's insurance, your homeowner's insurance does not cover the renter, and it does not cover the renter's belongings, so or any type of living arrangements of loss. So make sure you look at that too. It's been great. We'll be back next week, same place, same time, here at Home Improvement Fix and Facts. You've been listening to Carol Holloway right here on WWDB. Don't forget to send me your questions through Home Improvement Fix and Facts on Facebook and Instagram. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Enjoy your fall.